With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is praising the work of DOGE to cut government waste, fraud, and abuse. It has uncovered incredible records of names and people, many of them well over the age of 100, who are still receiving Social Security checks.
What we're doing now is finding out, do they get paid? Do they get paid? In other words, is somebody taking all of this money? So they have over 100 to 109, 4.7 million Social Security numbers. Think of that, from people whose age is over 100.
He spoke yesterday at the Conservative Political Action Committee gathering here in Washington. The president is set to meet with two key European allies this week. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has a preview.
Both French President Macron and British Prime Minister Starmer will visit the White House this week for talks with Donald Trump. The upcoming meetings come at a time of heightened tensions as the president threatens to impose tariffs on all U.S. trading partners. Ukraine is also a key issue. Europe was not invited to last week's summit with Russian officials, and Macron and Starmer have insisted Europe must have a say in international talks to end the war in Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
German voters choosing their new government today. It's an election dominated by fears about the long stagnation of Europe's biggest economy, as well as pressure to curb outrageous illegal immigration and growing uncertainty over Germany's role and what's going on between Russia and Ukraine. The center-right opposition is favored to win. The Vatican says Pope Francis had a quiet night after receiving high flows of supplemental oxygen when the 88-year-old pontiff and a critic was in critical condition with a respiratory critical situation yesterday morning. This is SRN News. American school kids are getting more days off now as cities, counties, and states begin recognizing the holidays of minority religious groups. In New York City, public school students have a day off to mark the holiday of Diwali, celebrated by Hindus in India and among the global Indian diaspora. Diwali joins other holidays on the school calendar, including Rosh Hashanah, Lunar New Year, and the Muslim Eid al-Fitr. Most places also continue to honor the traditional Christian holidays of Christmas and Easter, though some have dropped Good Friday. A judge has permanently blocked an Ohio law that would have required that the bodies of aborted babies be cremated or buried. The decision by Hamilton County Judge Allison Hathaway came in a case brought by a group of abortion clinics and the ACLU. The judge found that the 2020 law violates a 2023 amendment that enshrined abortion in the Ohio Constitution. Pro-life advocates argued the law assured some measure of human dignity for aborted babies. This is SRN News. The new White House press secretary in conversation with the Salem Radio Network about her job and her boss.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levin invited media to the White House this week. Talk show hosts from around the country participated in a radio row where they were allowed to ask questions about their access to the White House and the agenda of the Trump administration. Levitt told the Salem Radio Network that the president makes her job easy.
It makes my job as press secretary very easy to work for a boss who says something and delivers on it.
She spoke of her transition from the campaign trail to the White House, of her faith and her family. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 23rd. It's the 54th day of 2025. The moon is waning. Evening stars are Jupiter, Mars, Saturn, Uranus, and Venus. On this date in history, 1836, soldiers under the command of Mexican President General Santa Anna began their assault on the Alapo Mission near present-day San Antonio. This is SRN News.